I've watched a guy on TV say that what he sees in the cross is not how sinful he is, but how valuable he is, that God bankrupted heaven to gain him. How in the world do you ever walk in humility when you believe that you are entitled to God, that a relationship with God is what you deserve and it's what you have coming to you? Well, you can't. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Jesus walked in a similar cultural climate when he walked into Galilee in John chapter 4. But a man from the coastal town of Capernaum has heard of Jesus' arrival in Cana, and so this man, a royal official, makes his way to see Jesus because his son is about to die. We know that this man is a man of means. He works for the king. He has servants. He would have had access to medical practices of that day, but none of that has worked and time is running out. So he does what any father would do. He breaks his way through the crowd and he asks and pleads with Jesus to come with him and heal his son. And Jesus responds by saying this in John chapter 4, verse 48, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." Now that seems a bit harsh to say to a father who's pleading for his son's life, right? But what's important to note is that the "you" in verse 48 is plural. So Jesus is not only talking to the man, but to the surrounding crowd. I can just see the scene. This desperate father with tears in his eyes pleads with Jesus, begging him to come heal his son. "Come to my home, lay your hands on his weak and frail body. Would you do this, please?" And the crowd around the man starts to get on board. "Yeah, Jesus, what a wonderful thing. How incredible that would be. What a splendid miracle to perform. We would love to see that." And so Jesus gives a rebuff of sorts. "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." But this man is unmoved by Jesus' response and pleads again, "Time's running out, Jesus. Would you do something?" You see, Jesus' response is not only a rebuff to the crowd, but it's going to be a test for the man. Will you believe my word? Is my word enough for you? Jesus says to the man, "Go. Your son will live." And what does the text say next? The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. The miracle, although loved, is the secondary part of the story. The Messiah and his message are primary. The sign is a means to an end. The sign itself is not the purpose. Remember, John has selected a certain amount of stories and he's left many more on the cutting room floor. These stories that he has chosen are to help us see something very specific. He was writing to a people and at a time who would not have had Jesus physically present among them. So how can Jesus bring salvation and life to them if he's not among them? And John shows them that since Jesus is above all, that his authority is greater than all others, we don't have to have his physical presence among us. His word is just as powerful. Today, when you pray, please pray for David Marroquin and his family, our missionaries in Guatemala. And also remember the Hungarian LifeWord broadcast heard throughout Hungary.